Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Our new best friend for this segment is Sarita Lindo. She's our executive director of Suit Up Charlotte. You can go right now. suitupcharlotte.org. We're talking about many things, but one of them is the Fly Tie Project. I know you've been creative since COVID. Good morning, Sarita Lindo.
Good morning.
Wow. You know, let's tell people what Suit Up Charlotte is all about. Then we'll get into the Fly Tie Project and all that good stuff. So,
well,
yeah.
Suit Up Charlotte serves as a vehicle for men in transition. We serve men, just all men that are in transition, men that are transitioning from drugs, transitioning from prison, transitioning from homelessness to military. Our focus now is on the youth, the young men transitioning from aged out foster care and transitioning through the Next Gen program, just young and old men alike. But the Fly Tie Project focuses on our younger men.
Right. So when it comes to a man acclimating himself back into society, right, you're there and you've been doing this for quite some time. When did you start Suit Up Charlotte?
Well, actually, we started in 2009 as an affiliate of an organization called Strive. So we were Strive Charlotte. But the Strive Charlotte was a tough love, no-nonsense approach to job readiness. It was featured on 60 Minutes. It was real popular in terms of hardcore men getting back into society. However, we were an affiliate, but that just wasn't the dynamics in Charlotte. There were men that were coming in that was probably sick and tired of being sick and tired. They weren't exactly in need of a tough love approach to job readiness. But what I found out is that some of them were just ready, like the homeless veterans that we made, you know, made friends with, I should say. They came into the program. Some were referred from the men's shelter of Charlotte, and they were just ready for change. And then they went through their respective agencies and came to us. And after we went through the things, we found out that they didn't have anything to wear. So in 2009, you know, as we were continuing to serve the men and, you know, going through the tough love, no nonsense approach, again, they were just already past that. And as we began to move forward and do the program, we found out that, okay, now I did this and now what? And we had to help them find clothing and find some stuff to wear to go in that first interview. So it did not start just the Suit Up Charlotte. We kind of evolved there because then the need was there when they didn't have anything to wear. And I do remember this first veteran that we're talking about that came through the program and we found him something to wear. He started to cry. Asked him, we should take a picture and send it to his mom. I mean, it was that kind of vibe we got in the very beginning. So we just kind of kept it going and started helping them find something to wear. So it was kind of more like filling a need because they were already coming through some programs and linked up with some of the various agencies in Charlotte now that are some of our partnering agencies. And the men were just ready for something different. So it was good helping them as they transitioned through this phase and helping them find something to wear and looking good. And it's our charge to make sure they look good. So it was like, okay, they look good. They feel good. Now go get it. So we started kind of there. We kind of rolled into the Suit Up Charlotte. So then in 2012, I believe it is, or 2012 and 2014. So we have been at it for a while. We kind of birthed Suit Up Charlotte. So Suit Up Charlotte was going forward now since 2012, because we kind of, like I said, rolled out of the Strive Charlotte segment. And so we're happy to continuing to be able to serve the men and help them to look good and feel good and make the transition. Because I tell you, when they look good, it's on.
Right. it's really magic, on. Right?
And so that's where we are. Yes. And it's really our pleasure to do so. We don't just pump them up when it's interesting because they really look good and they're in the mirror. They're feeling good. We can't get them out sometimes. And of course, we're taking pictures and the flow is going and you really look good and they really do feel good. It's just something about you know, as women too, when we get dressed up, but it's just something about the dynamics of men when they are looking good and they are feeling good and they, you know, feeling like they can get this job and leave their families and be daddy's daddy. It's just, oh, it's amazing.
Right. When you said women, you know, when we get a good little outfit, it's kind of natural for us to, you know, put on our heels and strut out the door. But when we get our hair done, our hair done, that's another level. And I would assume that's how men feel. It's like a new suit.
Exactly. They do. They really do.
So suit up, Charlotte. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, it's the energy too that comes from the whole experience, the whole suit up experience, because we really do make it an experience for them. So as a professional appointment, not just that they're just coming in somewhere and trying something on, but we kind of just make it a personal experience. And it's unique in that aspect of it. And they are feeling good. And looking good, of course.
Let's talk about the unique feeling and the experience that men will have when they come to Suit Up Charlotte after they make an appointment. So say, for instance, you call and you would call 704. Which number should we call?
It's actually 980-859-4154. But I want to tell you that during this COVID time, we have now implemented a contactless suiting appointment.
Okay.
So I had to say that word, contactless. So we are actually, when you call or the partnering agency calls or connects to us via email at suitupcharlotte.org, we are scheduling appointments and we're sending you a little measurement so that you're able to, and directions on how to accurately take your measurements so that you're able to send them to us. And a photo too, if you'd like. But the information and the steps that I'm sharing with you now can also be found on our website at suitupcharlotte.org. But what we're doing is we're putting together the outfit for you, and you or a representative from the agency can pick it up. So we're not exactly having you come into the office as we did in the past, just until this is just due to COVID-19. We want to keep them safe, and we want to keep everybody safe. So we have implemented the contactless. And it's going to be nice because one of the things we're doing in this contactless appointments is, you know, we can do a video consultation. We have some wonderful stylist volunteers. So we're going to still serve in the same order of excellence. However, we are doing appointments different during this time.
Okay.
So you can call us, you know, at 980-859-4154 or visit us at suitupcharlotte.org for more information on how to set up an appointment.
Got it. Yeah, because that's real important to keep everybody safe these days. And I'm glad Suit Up Charlotte is doing that. Suitupcharlotte.org is where you need to go. But I'm telling you, you know where I go all the time. I go to Suit Up CLT on Instagram, Suit Up CLT on Twitter, Suit Up CLT on Facebook, because you have the most amazing, inspiring, they're very inspiring photos of the men that come in for their fitting. And this is a true fitting, because unless you have a little bit of money, do you know what a fitting really is for a man? Or, you know, when it comes to the tailor situation, that's another level.
Right. And we actually have a seamstress on staff so that the suits are tailored to fit the men that we serve appropriately.
How can we help? I just want to help right now. What can listeners do? What can they? So if we have suits, shoes, you tell it. You know it more than I do.
Okay. So right now, the best thing that we'd love to see you do is log on and go to our Fly Tie Project. Flytieproject.org. You get to select the tie. It's a project that's going forward now where we are spotlighting ASAP Foster Care young men, and we're spotlighting young men from the Next Gen program. And so that's the way that you can support right now, by going on to the Fly Tie Project at suitupcharlotte.org and just selecting a tie. Each week we're going to have additional ties and more ties, and we'll have prizes for the first second and third, you know, winner, or I should say, if you pick the first, second, and third prizes, you're eligible for some prizes and some gifts and some fun stuff. So check us out there. And then there's also a link where you can just donate. You can help donate and help us suit up a man, a young man, an older man. You can just help us suit up and buy something by going out there and checking us out with the Five Chai Project, or just going on and, like I said, make a donation.
Okay.
So we are, yes, go ahead, Christine, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm excited. So,
yeah,
keep going. So this Five Chai Project is newly implemented. You'll go on to the site and you'll select the tie. Here now, one of our current sponsors at the moment is Paul Simon. So it's a good selection of ties that'll be on from Paul Simon. I don't know if you're familiar with Paul Simon. They're over in South Charlotte off of Sharon Road, but they have an excellent selection. Pick a tie. Just select a tie or two or three. There is $5 for one tie, $10 for two ties, and $3 for 15. Three ties for $15, you'll be able to support the project, support a man that's in transition, and support Suit Up Charlotte. We're loving what we're doing, we're serving, and we want to continue to do that, but we need your support.
Okay. So if we get three ties for $15, do we keep the tie or do we donate the tie?
Well, here's how it works. So you're selecting the ties now. So you're just taking out the tie, but you're going to receive the winning tie. So yes, you do get to keep the tie. However, I didn't even say this on backup because I'm some of the details about there, but we'll have some judges who will judge what tie is the first, second, and third prize. So for now, you're just voting on the ties that you think is the best looking tie, whether it's one tie or two ties or three ties. So at the moment, these ties are not for sale, but you're just helping us pick the flyest tie.
Got
it. Does that make sense?
Awareness, right? Mm-hmm. It's all about the awareness. Mm-hmm. And
people's level of style, too, is different. So regular ties, bow ties, just pick your favorite tie.
All right. And we can go to Suit Up Charlotte on the website, right? SuitUpCharlotte.org and pick it?
Exactly. Actually, on the website, it's a link called the Fly Tie Project. So you can do the Fly Tie Project, SuitUpCharlotte.org, pick the tie. Just go log into the site, just follow the directions, and check out the tie selection. And check out the contest, the project, if you would. It will be 8 weeks long. So you'll just sort of from now until the end of that time, it will conclude at the end of November. You can just go on each week and pick a tie each week if you like, but just select the winning tie. Your vote's going to matter. It counts, and we'll see what styles you like.
You are helping men across Charlotte, and I'm quite sure some other men have come from other cities that you have helped. So I don't know if you're keeping a head count since you've been doing this, and we just appreciate your unique approach. The love you put into this nonprofit is unreal. Right? I know it's a business, it's a nonprofit, yeah, but there's so much love and concern for human beings, and we need that now.
And we need stronger men and who will lead. The part of the transition to our families, and we care about the dynamic of the family, you know, who need their dads, who want their dads. So we're doing this and we're helping men feel good so they can just, again, go get it, be there for their families, be there for our community. We need men to lead. Biblically speaking, you know, men are the head, but we do know, we believe that when men lead, especially when they're leading their family, it makes a world of difference in our society. And when they're looking good and they're feeling good and they're making money, they're working, they're loving their families and we're loving them. It just matters. The dynamics matter.
It does. And thank you for doing all you've done for all these years for the men in Charlotte. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me and giving me a window, an opportunity to share what we do and how we're doing it.
Always. The executive director's here. She's our new best friend at Sarita Lindo with Suit Up Charlotte. You can go to suitupcharlotte.org now and pick out the flyest tie. We're going to take a short break, but guess what? We're coming right back.
It's the Francine Marie Show. We're taking a break. So before you can wipe your bum, we'll be right back. This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. now, spread it out!
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing. The Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.